Kentucky Derby horse testing positive for dope?
I've heard a couple of different goofy explanations, yes.
A groomsman took a leak on the hay. The horse ate the hay. The groomsman had been taking some potent cough syrup. And when the horse ate the hay, it's just ridiculous.
It's a bunch of rich guys trying to get richer.
Yeah.
And doing that by any means that they can, including at the expense of the health of the horse.
Right, which is really annoying to me. They're such magnificent animals. So the rich get richer.
And Leon's getting larger.
And the guy looks like a guy who probably does stuff like that. He has a look to himself. I know, you know, book by its cover type thing.
Yeah, well.
But the guy looks like a man who's like, you look like a guy who probably did something like that.
It's 7 o'clock. Anyway, Mr. Electric, if you need any type of electrical service, choose them because it's all certified master electricians. They give you an upfront estimate at a time that's convenient for you and perform the work at a time that's convenient for you. And all you're left with is the great result you called for in the beginning. MrElectric.com online or call 245-1566, 245-1566. Here's a surprise this early in the morning. It's
legal. So I was listening to the owner's explanation, and I think it went something like this. Humana, 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 humana. You know?
Oh, I have the audio right here.
Humana, 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 humana.
Yep.
There it is. You know, I read a long article about, you know, what had happened and everything. And apparently the particular drug is a common anti-inflammatory used on all horses, but within reason, you know, and after races, and they don't use it before a race, and obviously they have to have a certain, they can't reach a certain percentage in their bloodstream, and this horse had twice the legal limit. And this trainer lied his, or not the trainer, the owner lied his, you know, what off when they were asking about the other horses. He has been a habitual offender of this thing, apparently.
Mm. Yeah, five times.
And has been caught multiple times, and it hasn't been contaminated samples. He lied about that. And look, when I used to prosecute drug cases for people who failed urinalysis tests,
yes,
those were the kind of answers that I got.
Yep.
Oh, a guy was sitting next to me smoking dope. I never smoked anything. You know, it was a really smoky room. Or I must have done something or what. I mean, I heard every possible excuse, you know, for somebody having either cocaine or marijuana in their bloodstream. And this guy sounded just like it.
The dog ate my drug test. Chad, thanks for the call, man.
All right, buddy. You guys have a good one. See ya.
Back with us this afternoon.
See, Chad knows. Chad knows.
Yeah.
He looked like a guy that just does this on the regular.
Oh, our sidekick has just arrived. Chasing the middle chair.
Oh, yeah.
Out there, buddy. It's 7:03.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. Well, we're about to get a whole lot of traffic in from Wetumpka, Prattville, and Millbrook as the morning rush begins here in just a bit. Right now, we're still light to moderate with a little bit of congestion on East Boulevard at I-85, East South Boulevard in front of Baptist and Alpha, and at Norman Bridge and Highway 331. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence is a system to keep your pets safe and at home, but the professional training by Vicky makes all the difference. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
A fine quality strand of pearls will last a lifetime for your graduate. Marguerite's offers a special necklace strand of large round freshwater pearls at $199 and a slightly smaller oval pearl strand for $99. Pearls are perfect for any occasion, work interview, or event. Marguerite's pearls all come with 14 karat gold clasps and are silk knotted. Reward your graduate with a fine pearl strand from Marguerite's. Marguerite's is open 7 days a week in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughn Road.
And now, a star is born. On May 11th, 1904, the world welcomed little baby Salvador Dali.
Time of birth?
Doctor, I can't tell. The clock is melting.
Salvador Dali, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At past 7. News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 7 of them are students, the other is a teacher. They were killed in an attack on a school in western Russia. A suspected gunman, a 19-year-old, is in custody. Operators of the pipeline hit by cyber attackers hope that most service will be restored by the weekend. Meanwhile, the White House says it's monitoring spotty gas supply shortages across the east, the southeast in particular. Israel has unleashed new airstrikes on Gaza, hitting the high-rise home of a Hamas field commander, as well as 2 border tunnels dug by terrorists. Meanwhile, Hamas and other armed groups fired scores of rockets toward Israel, injuring at least 6 Israeli civilians. Stock futures in the red this morning. Right now, Dow futures down 150 points. NASDAQ futures off 188 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Good morning. What day is it?
Welcome to the show.
I guess you don't know what today is.
May 11th is National Twilight Zone Day.
That's weird.
Ooh, Twilight Zone?
Have you seen it, the Twilight Zone?
Things can get a little weird out there.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's starting to get a little weird.
You are about to enter another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone.
It's showtime.
You know what's in the Twilight Zone? The value of all cryptocurrency out there is now worth more than all U.S. currency in circulation.
Wow.
I don't know about that. That sounds like one of those things that could vanish in an instant. So, because I know if I bought one of these, Doge or Bitcoin, the next day the market would collapse. So I will let you know. The cryptocurrencies had a valuation of $2 trillion at the end of April, according to the Wall Street Journal. It's been as high as 2.25. That's actually exceeding the number of dollars in circulation. It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Radar in our part of the state, relatively quiet right now. Occasional rounds of scattered showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. Got our fingers crossed for the biscuits, home opener tonight. Hopefully they're going to be able to get their game in. There could be a couple of stronger storms, too, from I-65 on southward. I-85 on southward. There is a marginal severe weather risk. Today's high 83. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, a little cooler, high 74. Showers and thunderstorms likely again. Could be a few leftover showers Thursday, especially first half of the day before ending. Cool. Upper 60s on Thursday. And then Friday looks nice, with sunshine and a high around 77. Right now, cloudy. The humidity is 94%, and you can feel it. It's air you can wear. Temperature is 67 now, 713.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Can I ask you one weather question?
Yeah.
Boss? I guess they've had the first named storm of the Pacific season. Is that
Andres?
Is that any way significant relative to ours?
Well, we had two or three preseason storms in May last year season. Their season begins on the 15th, which is 15 days ahead of ours.
Oh, I see. So it's not that early.
Not necessarily that early. I had a couple of friends with a close call. They didn't even know it was out there, but they were in Puerto Vallarta. And that's where the storm was, just a little bit west of there.
One of the things that's in some places anyway, a lot of people have gotten the first vaccine dose, Pfizer and Moderna.
Right.
They're not going back for some reason. A third of people who have yet to receive the vaccine say would be more likely to get the shot if they were offered $100.
What?
That's so dumb. First of all, the shots are free.
Yeah.
So, if you have any reservations about your health because of a vaccine, and $100 is enough to push you through the door to get a shot, I don't understand that.
No.
You couldn't be that worried about it if $100 will change your mind. I'm easy.
I wish I would have gotten the one and done, but you know how that went.
Your timing was not good on that, but that's hardly your fault. Let's talk about Food Outlet. Today is Tuesday, so it's the last day for this week's Food Outlet specials. and they've got some good ones. I hope tomorrow you're in a hungry mood because I got the New York strips waiting to throw us on the grill in the morning.
I don't know.
$6.95 a pound for New York strip steaks in the Food Outlet Butcher at whatever location you choose. We'll cut them to whatever thickness you desire. When was the last time you bought a whole loaf of sandwich bread for 69 cents? You can do that at any of the Food Outlet locations. The house brand, Surefire, excellent, excellent generic brand. Trust me, you can't go wrong. 69 cents a loaf. Totino's party pizzas are $1.10 each. 5-pound bag of Vidalia onions. Those are the ones I use most often in cooking. $3.86 for one of those. And also in the vegetable department, 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, $1.54. So with a $10 gift certificate, you could buy 35 pounds of russet. You can't go wrong. Food Outlet, Highway 14 in Millbrook. Do your big weekly grocery shop. No coupon cutting, just simple. Cost plus 10 throughout the store. On Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville. And I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:30 on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Models. We welcome Steve C.
Hey, good morning, all.
Hi.
Something else that does not make any sense, that is really a mystery.
Mystery?
Yeah. What's with all these people, particularly in the restaurant business, not showing up for work? They're not on unemployment yet because they were still employed. They can't get on unemployment because they weren't furloughed or laid off.
That's going to end. That's going to end within 30 days because Governor Ivey yesterday said we are no longer participating in that extended unemployment benefit program.
Right.
So you watch how fast some of these people get off their butts and go back to work.
I mean, literally, I called Pizza Hut the other day on Vaughn Road, and they said they were closed. No employees.
Yeah, no,
Jack's
it's that
on
bad.
Vaughn Road.
I see
mean,
signs everywhere.
It's that bad. They're begging for help.
The governor finally
got the message. So what's the problem?
I don't know. I mean, back in my day, I mean, if you were offered to go back to work and were on unemployment and refused, your unemployment stopped.
Yeah. And yesterday, we played this on the afternoon show. Biden said that if you don't take a job, your unemployment is cut off, then contradicted himself 30 seconds later.
Gee, big surprise.
Yeah, how about that? Steve, thanks for the call.
All right,
we appreciate you. Local news and then random facts, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say 7 people were shot overnight. Police responded after 7 people showed up to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They say the shooting happened in the 3800 block of South Court Street. Police tell us 4 women, 2 men, and 1 juvenile male were shot. Prattville police are investigating a homicide Monday night on Presley Street. According to Police Chief Mark Thompson, one person is dead and another is in custody. And Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama is joining the state's ending pandemic-related unemployment boosts, including an additional $300 federal benefit. She says the increased unemployment assistance intended to bring emergency relief during the pandemic is now contributing to a labor shortage. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories nightly. Come bake them at Riverwalk each Thursday with Free Shirt Thursdays, featuring Thirsty Thursday drink specials. The first 1,000 fans 15 and over will receive a free t-shirt on each Thursday night game. Join us on May 13th at 6:35 for Record-Breaking Night, presented by Alpha Insurance, as we celebrate great achievements in sports and around the river region. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is May 11th, Eat What You Want Day. If you want to go off your diet, this is the one solitary day of the year to do it. If you don't count Thanksgiving and Christmas. Oh, and Easter, the 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, Halloween, and every Sunday during football season. So eat up on Eat What You Want Day.
And now,
what do you say we chow down in a big bowl of
random facts
with raisins?
Oh, gross. Oh. You really screwed that up.
Oh, man. I've been chastised by our boss.
You really screwed up that image and the taste in my mouth.
Anybody else want to pile on?
Shame on you.
Okay.
Just added raisins. It's like when you bite into a chocolate chip cookie and then realize, oh, those aren't chips.
I'm horrified at
those
myself.
Those are disgusting raisins.
Well, there's a good raisin to keep going with random facts. I did a bit. The dancing raisins, you remember them?
Uh-huh.
They were in Miami, and I was assigned to cover them at the strip mall.
The
California raisins. So I actually wrapped up my piece by wearing one of the raisin costumes,
uh-huh.
and I signed off as Ray Zinn. Channel 10 Eyewitness News. And then everybody threw their raisins at me.
Didn't they use Grapevine as their theme
yeah.
song?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what made it so popular. They picked a great song. Back to you, Jay.
Did you know the Empire State Building's opening coincided with the Great Depression in the United States? What a fitting time to open up a brand new building. As a result, much of the office space there was completely vacant from its opening. The lack of renters led New Yorkers to deride the building as the Empty State Building instead of the Empire State Building. A lot of, like, how Prattville refers to that shopping center up on the hill.
Yeah, whatever. What went south with that?
The rent's too damn high.
Well, I mean, that looks like I've been up there. There used to be a bike shop up there I went to a couple of times.
That bike shop's gone. Yeah, from what I understand, the rent was ridiculous. And I think that opened in 2008 when everything kind of went to...
Right.
Fell through. Circuit City was supposed to move over there, but then Circuit City went, belly up.
Dracula's.
It's got all these, like, little streets and...
It's quaint. It could be really, really cool if anybody could populate it, but it's just, yeah... Ain't happening. Did you know in 1826, Vice President John C. Calhoun asked the House of Representatives to investigate him for impeachment? He'd hoped to clear his name after being accused of profiting from a contract while he was Secretary of War. It actually worked, with the investigation finding him innocent after a few weeks.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Well, I would do the same thing if I knew I didn't do it.
I mean, if you didn't do it, yeah, go ahead. Investigate. I didn't do a thing.
Wow.
Did you know the inventor of the compact SUV was a man by the name of George Keller? He started a company to make the Keller Super Chief in 1948. Okay. This was somewhat of the grandfather, I would say, or the father of the...
Rogue?
No, the station wagon with the wood on the side and everything.
What a lovely
classic! The family truck.
Yep.
He built 18 prototypes, and he got SEC approval for a stock offering that sold out in 1 month.
Wow!
And the very next day, he died. And the company went completely under. Keller Motors Company.
People that bought all that stock probably went under with it, right?
Probably, yeah. Yep.
Man.
Did you know? You ever heard of the Exeter book?
Exeter. There's something. I've seen the word. I can't connect it.
It was a book that was written in the 10th century. It is commonly seen as a building block of English literature. It has been used both as a cutting board and a coaster. Examining the pages, they have seen deep knife marks in the pages, and several folios of the book are stained with a circular ring.
Back in those days, they used coasters, huh?
Yeah.
Now, when I think of Exeter, I think about a UFO situation. What state was that?
Colorado?
New Hampshire.
I only missed by 40 states.
Hey, New Hampshire.
Yeah. What about New Hampshire?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Thank you.
UFOs.
Did you know? And Jesse Lynn was here. She would probably talk about this, although I think this all happened before she may have even been born. Leanne Rimes was the youngest person to win a Grammy when she won Best New Artist at age 14.
Yeah.
Her album Blue released when she was age 14 and would also go on to sell 8 million copies worldwide.
That was 96, I think. So.
It was around there, yeah, yeah.
Jesse was a tot, maybe.
Did you know, during the early to mid-19th century, mummy unrolling was a theatrical event.
I beg your pardon?
That was very popular.
Wow.
It was popular, it was entertaining, and educational to the audience as well. There was a guy named Thomas Pettigrew, who was the leading unwrapper of his time. And apparently you would go to a theater and watch him unwrap a mummy.
A real mummy.
A real mummy, yeah. The Duke of Hamilton commissioned Pettigrew to mummify him upon his death. Demand was so high that the fledgling tourist industry in Egypt transported mummies from the least visited places of the country to place in their more popular ruins in order to satisfy foreign visitors.
Wow.
They were really big into mummies at the time.
I would not have myself mummified because who knows? In 100 years, somebody might unroll me in front of a crowd.
And you'd still look fantastic. A little butt paste on him, and yeah. He's going to look fine.
Dead Budell.
Dead Budell, yeah. Coming up, we're going to talk about a really, really old bird that isn't even around anymore. Basically a dinosaur. The album cover we mentioned it this morning. You've come a long way, baby, which was by Fatboy Slim. We'll talk about that album cover. We've also going to talk about Ian Manuel and the horrible thing that happened to him, and then the kind of a good thing that happened to him afterwards. The fourth tallest statue in the United States. The fourth tallest statue in the United States.
Okay.
And Michael Jackson.
Quite the poopery, huh? All right, so pay attention. We'll do the pop quiz following the next set of random facts and do some follow-up questions so you can qualify for our grand prize drawing at the end of the week. 7:27.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic, Lawrence Street, Perry Street, South Union Street. We have reports of traffic lights out on all of those. That's Lawrence Street, Perry Street, and South Union. Remember, if you come up to an intersection, no lights, treat that as a four-way stop. Hopefully, they'll get these on quickly. Hopefully, they're back on now, but use extreme caution. We are light to moderate around the city. Traffic is beginning to build a bit. A lot of folks inbound to Montgomery, but no accidents that we know of anywhere so far. If you're looking for a pickup or an SUV, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, and you're going to save some money. Hurry before the selection's gone. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Gambling is a bad deal for Alabama. The rich and powerful gambling cartels will pour tens of millions of dollars in advertising, trying to convince us it'll be wonderful for our state. But did you know that they are exempt from truth in advertising laws? Yeah, that's right, they are. Citizens are conned into thinking they can win money on games that are designed to make them lose. Today, call and ask your Alabama House member to vote no on full-scale gambling SB 319. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama, alabamaeagle.org.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Submitted for your approval. A society where nobody showed their face because they were always covered in masks.
What are you talking about? That's been like the last year of my life.
Oh, well, picture a world where you could never leave your home.
Yeah, dude, I never leave my house. None of us do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
How about a place where you go to work, have lunch at a restaurant, and shake hands with your coworkers?
Whoa, creepy.
You're about to cross over into the Twilight Zone.
And now, it's time for another sterling edition of...
Random Facts.
That was a good one. Sterling edition of...
Sterling. Rod. Isn't Rod.
He died really young, didn't he?
Yeah. I think 51.
Is that right?
Lung cancer, yeah.
Great writer.
He used to smoke on that show. Yeah, he wrote 92 of the 147 Twilight. Did you know that?
Yeah, I should not. Oops, sorry. That would have been a good friend of mine.
He was born in 24 and died in 75.
That's 51.
I think he's from like New York State, like Syracuse, Rochester, something like that.
Brilliant guy. Just amazing.
He was born in Syracuse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
You're not Rochester.
Not Rochester. No, he was born in Syracuse. On Christmas Day.
Is that right?
Wow.
1924. So, yeah. Oh, he died, by the way, at UR Medicine Strong Memorial Hospital out of Rochester, New York.
I knew there was a connection there, unfortunately.
That's pretty east, far east of Niagara Falls, isn't it?
Niagara Falls.
Let's get them all in. Why not?
Yeah.
Did you know?
Dow down 300 now. Jeez.
The Quetzalcoatlus Northropi.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, right. One of the largest flying reptiles around. Almost 70,000. No. Almost 70 million years ago. Is it 70 million? Yeah, it had to have been.
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah, 70 million years ago, it had a longer wingspans than F-16s.
Wow.
And had heights exceeding, and I converted this earlier, 36 feet.
Tall?
Yeah.
Man, that
it
is
was
a
big.
Big bird.
That's a big bird. Big bird. Did you know... If you ever see Fatboy Slim's, the cover of Fatboy Slim's album, You've Come a Long Way, Baby, there's a really young fat kid on the cover of it.
Okay.
They've tried to identify the man in question, but they've never been able to. However, they did figure out that the photo came from the 1983 Fat People's Festival in Danville, Virginia.
It's great if you've never been.
The Fat People's Festival. Food's probably delicious.
Yeah. Add a little music, call it Fat Cello.
Fat Cella.
I kind of want to look this up now. The fat people's fat. What goes on at the fat? Do they have rides? What's...
One person per car, please. I always think of that. I know it's not funny, but you know what I'm talking about, right? The Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder if they have a Walmart in that town.
Did it only happen one time?
The Fat People's Festival?
Yeah. I can't find any information about it than 1983 in this album cover.
Huh.
Everybody had a heart attack.
The Fat People's Festival in Danville, Virginia. Anyway, did you know Ian Manuel? This is a guy who spent years in isolation after he was condemned to die in prison for a non-homicide offense at the age of 13. He won his freedom in 2016 with the help of the woman that he attacked at age 13.
That's very forgiving.
He is now an activist, a motivational speaker, and a published author. His attorney instructed him to plead guilty and told him he would receive a 15-year sentence. So he accepted responsibility for his actions. He pleaded guilty, but was sentenced to life imprisonment without possibility of parole.
Wow.
Yeah. The judge decided to give him life without parole for attempted murder. Then the prison guards put him in solitary and kept him there for 18 years. So, yeah. That was, yeah, it was bad. So, did you know the fourth tallest statue in the United States is one dedicated to all women, especially mothers? It is the Our Lady of the Rockies statue. I don't know if you've heard of that before, because I had never heard of it until this.
Did we see that in Ariel, Colorado, maybe?
It sounds familiar. I don't remember it, no.
It's the statue built in the likeness of Mary, the mother of Jesus, that sits atop the Continental Divide overlooking Butte, Montana.
I have seen it. It's a butte.
It is the fourth tallest statue in the United States. You could do a conundrum. What do you think the tallest statue in the world is?
Well, that's a good question. Is it the Statue of Liberty?
Hang on, it might be.
We did one recently. We did this before.
No, it looks like it is the Birth of the New World. It's a statue in the Atlantic coastline of Puerto Rico.
Is that right?
When it was completed in 2016, it became the tallest sculpture in North America, surpassing Mexico's... That's North America, though. That's not United States. So right. I need to look that up.
Hmm.
Yeah, I have to look this up. Here we go. List of the tallest statues in the United States. Statue of Liberty, number one. So, yeah, that's what that is.
Did I win anything?
Sure. You'll win... take us to Brewfest. Well, you
give him an extra credit.
We're doing a Brewfest.
By the way, yeah, we got a pair of tickets to give away, two chances for you to win a pair of tickets to Brewfest.
Give him an extra entry into grand prize.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play Bruth or Baloney again.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That was such a hit yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Bruth. And finally, did you know Michael Jackson was terrified of the real-life fan who inspired the song Billie Jean after she sent him a letter with a weapon and instructions to kill himself.
Whoa.
He kept her photograph, however, to memorize her face in case she ever turned up someplace.
Yeah, that's no... You got to be on stage looking out, you know, waiting for that face to show up.
Oh, my God.
She actually claimed that he was the father of one of her twins. One. Yes, he's the father of only one of the twins.
Oh, that's a unique achievement.
Yeah, apparently, in the comments here, apparently that can actually happen, but yeah.
I had no idea. Never heard that before.
So, anyway, those are your random facts.
Okay, they're going to cook up a $10 food outlet pop quiz question and some follow-ups so you can get an extra entry in the grand prize drawing while they're working on that. Let's talk about our buddy Eddie Bader. When we say Better with Bader, you have the ultimate realtor. He's still working for me. Still working for me because there's some stuff with, and he masterminded the sale of my house. I was at one point afraid that I would be lucky to get out clean or even owing a small amount of money. And I listened to Eddie's advice and waited out the market and wound up doing much better than I originally thought. It's not just the ability to get a house seen and sold. It's wisdom. It's knowledge of the market and where it's headed. And it's a hot market right now. He's got his own firm, EXP Realty. He's expanded his team with the incredible Pam Edwards. And if you reach out to Eddie, it means you get two experienced and very respected realtors in the River Region for the price of one. And in a market like this, the more advocates you have, the better. If you thought about putting your home on the market, now is the time to do it before inflation, interest rates going up. It's not going to be that easy to get the asking price on a house in the not-too-distant future. Call Eddie and Pam at eXp Realty and let them put their years of experience to work for you. It's the best two-for-one deal in town. 322-0662, 322-0662 for Eddie Bader, Pam, and eXp Realty. All right. All of America is waiting for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Oh, excuse me. My nose is all...
Me too.
I just...
It's not me, is it?
We're allergic to you.
We're allergic, yes. Earlier in Random Facts, we mentioned an individual who was born on Christmas Day. Who was this person that was not Jesus?
And not Jimmy Buffett either. He was also born
on Christmas Day, wasn't he? Yeah.
272-9228. This is the name that was mentioned in Random Facts. 272-9228. Stick around for a follow-up if you don't win. We are waiting for your call right now. Traffic at 741.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We're seeing traffic building just a bit. We've got a lot more cars now on Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive. Atlanta Highway getting a little busy inbound to downtown. We're seeing some congestion on East South Boulevard and Taylor Road at this time, but no accidents that we know of. Lawrence Street, Perry Street, and South Union Street. We have the report of traffic lights out on those thoroughfares. Treat those intersections as a four-way stop there. Hopefully they'll have those back on before long. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors would like to say congratulations to all the 2021 graduates and best wishes on your next adventure. It's better at Brubaker.com.
At 742, Marvin, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey.
I got that.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody did.
Marvin, what's going on?
Hey, that was special the other night. Did you know that on Sunday night?
I did not know that, no.
That was the name of the show, too. What's going on?
So
Marvin, who was this person we mentioned who was born on Christmas Day?
Rod Serling
is right. Do you remember what town he was born in? I was just curious.
Oh, Lord. It wasn't Rochester.
No, he died in Rochester, but that's okay.
He died, that's right.
He was born in Syracuse.
All right.
And once visited Niagara Falls. Hang on. Right.
Here we go.
All right, let's do a follow-up here with John.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I'm going to give you your choice of questions. She won the Best New Artist at age 14, country star, or the president that requested an impeachment investigation to clear his name. You want either of those two?
Well, I heard the president, but I can't recall his name. It wasn't Taylor Swift at 14, was it?
Was not Taylor Swift, but...
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, enjoy the show, though.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. It is 7:43.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
The atmosphere is very primed for showers and storms today. Humidity 94% right now. Boy, you can feel it when you go outside. So occasional rounds of showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. We hope... We're really hoping the Biscuits can get their game in. And, certainly that is possible in between these waves of showers. A couple of stronger storms, not out of the question. Today's high 83, tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, Wednesday, a little cooler, high 74. Showers and thunderstorms likely again tomorrow. Could be a few leftover showers first half of the day on Thursday. Before ending, Thursday's a cooler day. We're only in the upper 60s for a high. And then sunshine and nice on Friday. Friday starts a great weekend of weather with a high temperature up to about 77. Right now it's cloudy, dry, 67. 745.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I don't mean to take the raisins out of your morning cereal, Jay.
I would love if you did that. I hate raisins.
But we have the...
And coconut.
You know, we've been warned about the cicadas.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
The question is, should we eat them?
I mean...
They eat them in Seattle.
I mean, they should die. I agree on that part. By eating them? I don't know.
Trillions are about to rise up from the ground and swarm the eastern United States. Oh, maybe we'll be on the edge of that.
Yeah.
It's a big boost to the food chain, by the way, in case anybody asks. And in a survey of 35,000 Americans, one in four said they give cicada-based food a shot. I'll pass. Until we hear otherwise, there's plenty of other options. Coming up, we have real-life drama in today's Animal Stories. And later on, we're giving away some tickets to Brewfest.
That's right, yeah. Which is coming up this Friday from 6 until 9. It's at the Union Station train shed. And again, if you want to go, I mean, we're going to give away the tickets, try and win those, of course, but it costs $25 to get in. That's the minimum you can pay to get in. If you want to pay more than that, they are more than welcome to, because everything that you pay goes towards the Family Sunshine Center.
That is a great cause.
Which is a great cause, a fantastic cause for that. So yeah, we will be giving away those tickets. I want to thank Dennis, who called us on Friday. Mm-hmm. He came out to the house Friday afternoon and helped me take apart
the awning
that was in the neighbor's yard.
Wow.
And so I just wanted to give a thank you to Dennis for doing that. Says he keeps us on all day. And then back at his shop that he works at, he's got two radios there that he keeps on News Talk all day. So thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
Dennis, for helping me out. And yeah.
You picked a good guy to help.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, and thank you, Dennis, for that. I'm about to post the random facts on our Facebook page, but I just came across a police chase in Los Angeles.
Already? This early in the day?
This early. Somebody has stolen a U-Haul, and you can watch the drama unfold on my Facebook page as they're
U-Haul.
Traveling. Yeah.
I haven't watched a good old car chase in a long time.
But I see they've got, what is that, I-5?
That is the Santa Ana Freeway, I-5, yes. Yeah. And they got a trailer on the back. It's a big U-Haul.
Yes. And I noticed they've got the thing blocked up ahead of it.
Seemingly, yeah, because you can see traffic in the other lanes just up.
Yeah, I recognize that road. I used to spend a lot of time out in California. I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
The band. The rock group Styx.
Is that right?
Styx the band. not the wooden...
Not the little piece of wood in the...
I used to work for Styx. Is it anything like working for peanuts?
Well, in the early days, it was working for peanuts. At 7:48, local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Prattville police are investigating a homicide Monday night on Presley Street. According to Police Chief Mark Thompson, one person is dead and another is in custody. Montgomery police say seven people were shot overnight. Police responded after seven people showed up to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They say the shooting happened in the 3800 block of South Court Street. Police tell us four women, two men, and one juvenile male were shot. And Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama is joining the state's ending pandemic-related unemployment boosts, including an additional $300 federal benefit. She says the increased unemployment assistance intended to bring emergency relief during the pandemic is now contributing to a labor shortage. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Brian Stevenson encouraging you to level up and get vaccinated. I've dedicated my life to fighting for justice and equality. And in the past year, we've seen how even this pandemic has unjust and unequal impacts in some communities. Too many have lost friends, family members, jobs, and opportunities. But now we have the power to take control, to regain confidence, to feel protected, to get safer. So level up and get vaccinated. Visit BamaVax.info to make your appointment today.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba, the news elephant. Chase! All settled up to a microphone. Time for today's animal stories. These are true tales from the wild kingdom. Wolfman to the Vocalon Tusk. Spot on today.
That's very good. That was yesterday. He was just a tad off. Not bad.
All right, our top story today, and you can see more about this on my Facebook page. A tiger was spotted on the loose in a Houston neighborhood Sunday night with one man pointing what appears to be a gun at the wild animal. The big cat with a collar was roaming around the residential area on Ivywell Drive about 8 p.m. when the unidentified, apparently armed man yells at another man to take the tiger inside, according to KHU-11 in Houston. The apparent owner eventually grabs the tiger and brings it back inside his house. It was filed with police, and it turns out the guy that had this Bengal tiger is on bail for murder.
You
You know, that's a good way to make sure you don't get into trouble. I'm sure the tiger's been confiscated. Here's a little bit more on that story.
There is a freaking Bengal tiger bone in this yard, and this dude needs to be careful. Holy cow. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. He's going to shoot it. He's going to shoot it.
Let's hope the murder suspect is back in jail without bail this time. That would be a nice idea. Bengal tiger, by the way, and that was the nickname of our high school.
Is that right?
Bengal Lancers. Yeah,
we were the Cardinals.
Did you have nice red cardinal red?
Yeah, and our fight song was the Ohio State fight song, by the way.
Got a nest of cardinals in the backyard, too. They're
really?
Just that color is unique.
Beautiful animal.
To anything else in the world.
Beautiful bird.
It's an arachnophobe's worst nightmare, and this creature features a security camera fixed on the giant antenna at Canberra's Deep Space Communications Complex. Caught a terrifying spider attack this week. When a giant huntsman spider crawled across the lens, the effect was chilling it, making it look like the giant arachnid was dwarfing the 34-meter-wide deep space antenna.
Have you ever seen it happen on your ring camera or something?
It's a fat birdies. And most of the time, that's what it is. I'm still glad I got it, though. That and applied security. Oh, and more animal feline news. A leopard remains on the loose near one of China's biggest cities after three of them escaped a zoo over the busy communist May Day holiday. Two have been captured first. So far, no victims. Those are your animal stories.
Well, okay.
I was out on the bike yesterday, working on climbing Mount Seminole.
Did you do it?
Not yet. I may try it today.
You were casing it out?
Well, I've made a couple of runs at it. It is an amazing incline. I'm not feeling like a failure. I just know I'll do it eventually. But I also know a lot of folks are getting re-roofed in our neighborhood. Not from storm damage. I guess it's just the way the neighborhood ages. Every 30 to 40 years, you need a new roof. And I see our friends from Jones Brothers out there taking care of business. But Jones Brothers does other things. In fact, one of the homes that's being fixed up in the neighborhood is getting siding from Jones Brothers. That's another service they offer. Jones Brothers is the best when it comes to diagnosis and repair of leak situations. They'll never tell you you need a repair that you don't. They have been around for 80 years because they've stuck to their guns when it comes to integrity. Will not be compromised. They also offer services like replacement windows and doors that are energy efficient, and we've used them. They do awesome work, perfect paint matching, everything. So when you need anything involving your roof, siding, windows, doors, call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009. Browse their portfolio of offerings and accomplishments at jbroof.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
757 Methyl Meredith Lifestyle and Brewfest tickets too.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We are seeing cars all over the boulevard now. We've got congestion East Boulevard at I-85. A lot of cars inbound from 231 in Wetumpka. That's got Congressman Dickinson, Northeast Boulevard busy. East South Boulevard congested as well. And Taylor Road beginning to get busy from Vaughan up to I-85. I-85 and 65 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. No accidents that we know of at the moment. Reinhardt Toyota, receiving truckloads of Toyotas every day. Get the Toyota you've always wanted while you can. Reinhardt Toyota on the Eastern Boulevard for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Duck in for a deal at Brewmaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brewmaker.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
These days, you have more to print than ever before and less money to spend. Cartridge World is still here for all of you and will save you money. You get quality